All right, Jeremy Bradley here, back from Winnipeg. You can go to peg.jbonair.com, and it's not one of our nicer weekends here in the city, but it's actually kind of windy, and we're indoors. It's windy, and we're indoors. We're at the Assiniboine Park Zoo, somewhere, again, where as a kid I came, you know, many times, but there's a huge development that I have never seen, and I'm here to experience it today, and I'm joined by Laura from the zoo. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us here. We've got Darcy, our contest winner. We're going to have a bunch of pictures on the website as well. So a lot has changed at the zoo since I was a kid, the biggest and most notable being the journey to Churchill. So tell us about that, because how many polar bears, first off, are here?
Well, we have 7 polar bears in total at the zoo. There's 4 that live in Journey to Churchill: Hudson, Storm, Aurora, and Casca. And then we have 3 other ones that live at the International Polar Bear Conservation Center, and that's Humphrey, who just joined us from the Toronto Zoo, and Cubs, Blizzard, and Star.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a polar bear that was sort of brought from Churchill or that area? Was there one of the, was a young cub?
Yep, several of our bears have come from Churchill. So Blizzard and Star are the cubs that came this past fall, and Casca, Aurora, and Storm are all Churchill bears as well. It's Hudson and Humphrey that came from the Toronto Zoo.
Right. So, and you know, a lot of people think that because of Winnipeg's humid summer that we have, how can we have polar bears in a zoo like this? But it's very conditioned to sort of what they're used to in their natural habitat, or?
Yeah, well, and the whole premise of the zoo here is, and Journey to Churchill, is having an exhibit with animals that are accustomed to this type of climate, right, in the north. So the Journey to Churchill has several pools throughout it so that the bears can always take a dip in the summer if they're warm. There's also dens throughout the entire exhibit. So cooler spaces where they can curl up and rest and stay cool. And obviously they love Winnipeg winters.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, they also like, is there a part where they swim over top of you when you walk through?
Is that... Yes, there's a sea ice passage, which is right in the middle of the exhibit. And you walk through and there are, if all 4 of them are in the pool, you've got 4 bears swimming over top of you. And that's where the seal enclosure is too. So you get to see seals as well. And it's spectacular.
Let's break this to Darcy, by the way, is that he doesn't really, he's going in the polar bear tank, is that correct? We're going to send him in with a little fish, I believe. He's going to be carrying a fish in tow.
We wouldn't want to do that because we want him to enjoy his visit.
Right, and you do during ratings time is when we would do it, and it's not ratings time right now. It's in the spring.
Hopefully there will be bears swimming overhead, and you can reach up and touch the glass, and it, like your paw, your hand is right next to their paw. It's spectacular.
Wow, it's incredible. Lots of other things to see and do at the zoo, though. So name some of the other animals that are here. We've got some really unique animals at the zoo.
Yeah, we've got some great animals here. We actually just opened Australian Walkabout for the summer, which is a kangaroo and emu exhibit where you actually walk in. So visitors walk amongst the animals and really come within a couple feet of them with no barriers at all. We have Toucan Ridge, which is our area. It has lots of tropical animals, monkeys, red pandas, all animals from South and Central America, and it's quite fun in there. And also in Journey to Churchill, we obviously have muskox, wolves, Arctic fox, snowy owl. And then there's Asia. We have the Asia area. We have tigers and lions and all the big cats.
And bears, oh my.
Well, polar bears, oh my, yes.
Right. And you were saying that there's, you know, you can have birthday parties here. There's, how many restaurants are here?
Well, there's one restaurant within the zoo. That's the Tundra Grill, where, yes, you can have your birthday party. Right. And you can also watch the polar bears in Journey to Churchill while you're having your lunch. And then we have several canteens that open in the zoo over the summer. And there's the Park Cafe inside Assiniboine Park. Right.
And then, of course, there's the conservatory where... I don't know how many wedding photos I've been in there. That's a big draw in the summer.
Yeah, the conservatory, well, and it's great for a day like today when it's not so warm out, right? Yes. You've always got nice weather in the conservatory with thousands of plants, and it's beautiful, and a very popular wedding venue, as you said.
And people can get information about that on the zoo's website. So
yeah, assiniboinepark.ca is the best way to find out everything about the park and zoo, and the zoo's open every day 9 to 5.
We'll be sure to check it out, and we are going right now. So thank you so much. Again, peg.jbonair.com for all of our weekend in Winnipeg fun. Let's get back to the music.